So now we are moving to perfectly elastic demand. So we say, when would demand be perfectly elastic? Now this is a very marketing strategy. Sometimes the company gives the offer and they say offer valid till stock lasts. So you have unlimited number of buyers who are trying to, you know, get the best of the product. Usually you will have very branded products which are given at throwaway price. So everybody will be stocking there to select the best, especially when it comes to clothes or when it comes to any type of discount offers with shoes or with any type of accessories and so on. So elasticity of demand will be tending to infinity. Okay, there is a slight change in price brings about infinite change in quantity demanded. Okay, so you will find this happening. A lot of people stocking at one particular store and they are searching for the best selection. So that is a case of perfectly elastic demand. Look at the graph over here. It is a horizontal line parallel to the x-axis. Matlab ye given price 60 pe, you have unlimited number of buyers entering the market. So any product which is sold at a lower price, you'll have unlimited buyers. So perfectly elastic demand is a very, you can say, marketing gimmick to attract the buyers in a less period of time, usually done by companies in heavy discount, festive sales, or one day, what is called as Vijay sales offer and so on. Now to understand it, because it's a numerical, it's a mathematical concept, I have an example over here. So this will help the students to use the formula and get the answer. A company is selling 50 pens at rupees 10 each, and when it brings down the price to rupees 5 per pen, it is able to sell 100 pens. Now students, this information is given to you and you are asked to calculate the price elasticity for the pens. How are you going to use the information? Step 1, take the original price as P, original quantity as Q. So the original price of the pen is 10 rupees, and at 10 rupees, the quantity of pen sold is 50. So I write it as P 10, Q 50. Then the price of pen has changed. The company has reduced the price of pen. So our new price will be labeled as P1. So new price is P1, which is equal to 5. And new quantity will be Q1, which is 100. So P is 10, Q is 50. P1 is 5, Q1 is 100. Now how are you going to use the formula? So we will understand the price elasticity from the sum that we have just discussed, okay? So how would you use the formula? Now see students, the formula for price elasticity was percentage change in quantity demanded upon percentage change in price, correct? Now we have to elaborate this formula. So the elaboration of this formula would be, see, the formula will go like this. Delta Q, okay, by Q. Delta Q by Q, matlab change in demand with respect to original demand, divided by percentage change in P. So percentage change in P is what? Delta P upon P. So delta Q, that is change in Q with respect to the original quantity, change in P with respect to the original price. Ab isko hum kaise elaborate karte hai? Delta Q by Q into P upon delta P. This is my formula. So I can bring delta delta on one side. That is delta Q upon delta P, just rearranging it, into P upon Q. So this is my main formula. Delta Q upon delta P into P upon Q. So how do we solve it? You have already, you remember in the slide, we have noted down P, Q, P1, Q1. So how would you calculate delta Q? Now students, delta Q is always Q1 minus Q. Delta Q is always Q1 minus Q. And delta P is always P1 minus P. So Q1 minus Q, matlab new quantity minus old quantity, new price minus old price. So you already know in the slide I have discussed. Come on, tell me, what will be delta Q? Yeah, 100 minus 50. So how much is 100 minus 50? 50. Correct? How did I get this 50? 100 minus 50. The sum we had discussed in the slide, right? So 100 minus 50 gives me delta Q upon delta P. Now what was delta P? It was 5 minus 10. Because price 10 se 5 hua na. So 5 minus 10. Because minus greater number ka minus sign hai. So 5 minus 10 will give you minus 5. Clear? Multiply. Ab formula mein kya hai? P upon Q. P kya hai? Original price. How much was the original price? 10. How much was the original quantity? Yes, 50. Now just solve it. So 50, 50 cancel. 1 5 is a 5, 5 2 is a 10. So mera answer kya aega? Minus 2. Minus sign has to be ignored. So kya hua ye? Price elasticity for the pen kitna aya? 2. What is the meaning of this? Minus ka matlab hai inverse relation. Iska matlab hai for every 1% change, 1% fall in the price of pen will increase the demand for pen by 2%. Matlab har 1% price ka impact demand pe 2% aane wala hai. So answer is greater than 1. Answer is greater than 1. So what would be the elasticity? We say it is a case of, yes, greater than 1, relatively elastic demand. So the pen falls under relatively elastic demand. Clear? Okay. Yeah, so you have already observed how this sum can be solved. I've shown you on the whiteboard the working. We go to the next. There's no need of the whiteboard over here because it's purely in percentage. You already know now how to substitute. Suppose there is an increase in the price of Maruti 800 by 10%, leading to a decrease in its demand by 15%. Abhi ye percentage hai, to direct formula mein use karna hai. I want you to tell me ki numerator mein kya aega, 10 ya 15? Come on, tell me. Yes? What is the formula? Abhi yahan par student has to recollect the formula. So price elasticity of demand formula is percentage change in demand upon percentage change in price. So percentage change in demand is 15. So 15 divided by 10, what answer will you get? Yeah, 1.5. Perfect. There is no delta Q, delta P over here. Because it's given in percentage, directly substitute it. So 15 divided by 10 gives you 1.5. Again a case of relatively elastic demand. What I've done over here is I have given you a full table in which I have fit all the 5 types of price elasticity which we have just studied, categorized it and tried to bring suitable examples over here. First, I would like to go to the middlemost, which is your unitary elasticity. As you see over here, I've given you the numerical values. So you see how we derive the answer 1. So unitary elastic ko hum ek divider lete. Let's say unitary elastic demand divides our 5 types into 2 broad categories. Yahan par aata hai inelastic category aur yahan par hai elastic category. So unitary elastic, let's take it as a divider between 2 extreme types of product elasticity, the inelastic demand and the elastic demand. What falls under the inelastic demand is perfectly and relatively. When will the product come under perfectly inelastic demand? When its elasticity value becomes 0. When can that happen? That can happen when any movement in price fails to bring a response for the product's demand in the market. The examples which you can see over here, where you will find perfectly inelastic demand, products falling under perfectly inelastic demand, that's how we say, are life-saving drugs, medical services, ambulance services, any emergency needs. But relatively inelastic are many. Usually all the necessities in our life fall under per relatively inelastic demand. And you'll all agree with me that yes, we tend to pay much higher price for the availing the facilities of necessity. Now look it from seller's context. Buyers ke context mein to ye samajh mein aaya ki agar the price of the product is changing, the customers will react, but not so much. They'll not stop buying the product. LPG. Now, when you talk about LPG, if the rates are going up, people will not stop using LPG services because it's a necessity for them. So there will be little effect in the market, but not so much. In fact, you can say that LPG may fall under perfectly inelastic demand also. Although there may be some people who may stop using the LPG, but where can you think of that now? Except that people will start switching over to induction cookware. So sometimes the usage of LPG may get somewhere affected, right? So ye hota hai relatively inelastic demand, necessities. Theek hai, when onions became very expensive, people started using less quantity of onions than normal. In fact, even the sandwich vendors were preferring to not use onions many a times and substitute it for something else. So wherever there are substitutes, you will find the impact happening to some extent. But elastic category, you will see comforts, luxuries, all fall under elastic. Because people are very reactive to price changes. So what lessons we learn here is, that the more the products are a necessity for a person, the more the product will come under the inelastic category. Iska matlab hota hai ki ye wo log hai jo higher price pe bhi product ko afford kare, product ko kharidenge. Lekin comforts, luxuries mein if you want the market to respond, then the companies will have to lower the price to find a greater impact in the market segment. Okay? So these were the five main types of elasticity of demand. And from there, we move to the next category of measuring price elasticity of demand given by Professor Alfred Marshall, popularly known as Marshall's method of measuring elasticity of demand. Now, remember students, ki ye jo Marshall ka method hai, this method is called as total outlay method. Total outlay method of measuring elasticity of demand. इस मेथड में हमें कोई कैलकुलेशन नहीं करना है लेकिन हमें सिर्फ देखना है हाउ मच इज द कस्टमर स्पेंडिंग सो टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस मेथड देयर इज अ टेबल व्हिच इज गिवन टू अस विद इंफॉर्मेशन ऑफ प्राइस डिमांड एंड टोटल आउटले लुक एट द प्राइस प्राइस हैज कम डाउन फ्रॉम 60 टू 40 द डिमांड हैज पिक्ड अप फ्रॉम 100 टू 150 So the very first observation that you get is ki theek hai, they are moving inversely. Price kam hua, quantity badh gaya. So the law of demand is operating. Now the question is ki customer ke pocket pe uska asar kitna pada hai. So earlier the consumer was spending 6,000. Matlab uska bill 6,000 aata tha. Electricity rates le lo. Electricity rates jab 60 rupees per unit hai, aapka electricity consumption 100 unit hai. तो आपका बिल आ रहा है 6,000 नाउ द इलेक्ट्रिसिटी रेट गोज डाउन टू 40 तो भी आपका बिल 6,000 ही आ रहा है कम क्यों नहीं आ रहा है क्योंकि आपने यूनिट्स बढ़ा दिया नाउ यू नो इलेक्ट्रिसिटी रेट्स हैव कम डाउन तो कम ऑन आई डोंट हैव वन मोबाइल आई हैव टू मोबाइल अरे नाउ तो वी हैव एवरीथिंग बिकमिंग डिजिटल एवरीथिंग नीड्स टू बी चार्ज्ड सो यू आर कंज्यूमिंग मोर एंड मोर यूनिट्स ऑफ योर इलेक्ट्रिसिटी लेकिन आप इस कैटेगरी में आओगे ही नहीं क्योंकि जो हमारा आपका लाइफस्टाइल है वेर एवरीथिंग इज बिकमिंग डिजिटल वी आर मूविंग समवेयर हियर आई एम टेकिंग यू लिटिल क्विक टू द थर्ड स्लाइड फर्स्ट क्योंकि मुझे वो कनेक्ट करना है आज इलेक्ट्रिसिटी रेट्स अगर कम भी हो गए लुक एट अवर कंजम्पशन 100 यूनिट के बजाय 200 यूनिट कंजम्पशन हो गया है So where a person was spending 6,000 only, today the person is spending 8,000. Just an assumption, okay? The reason is what? मतलब इसका मतलब हो गया relatively elastic. The Marshall's thinking was कि लोग कितना खर्चा करते हैं, if you just are keeping a track on that, you can decide कि वो product, यानी कि लोगों का जो lifestyle है या लोग जो जो भी use कर रहे हैं वो लोगों के लिए comfort है या लोगों के लिए necessity है. अभी ये concept को अगर हम change कर दे तो ये concept हमें यहाँ भी लेके आ सकते हैं. शायद इलेक्ट्रिसिटी इज कमिंग अंडर इनइलास्टिक. सी इनइलास्टिक में क्या होता है, प्राइस फॉल्स, योर कंजम्पशन विल गो अप लेकिन योर आउटले विल फॉल. मतलब आपको वो प्राइस फॉल का इम्पैक्ट आपके बजट में नजर आएगा. सो व्हेन योर प्राइजेस स्टार्ट फॉलिंग ना, इवन इफ यू आर इंक्रीजिंग द कंजम्पशन, योर बिल विल कम डाउन बिकॉज आपका जो यूसेज है, आपका जो इंक्रीज है वो इतना ज्यादा नहीं है. You are using it only for your necessity products. So elasticity of demand as per Marshall under total outlay will totally depend on how much the consumer's budget is getting affected when the prices are changing. So he said that when the fall in price and the outlay is in same direction, listen carefully, yeah? Itna, some students don't want to go very much in detail. They just tell me sometimes, no, you just tell me what is the relation. Baki ka application we will do later. Now from exam point of view, tell us what is important. Okay, so for them, for very simplicity to remember, because sometimes students are traveling and they are listening to my lecture and if I connect then they said, oh, we are lost. So for those who are just listening it, remember in Marshall's outlay method, price falls, outlay constant. So you say elasticity is unitary elastic. Demand is unitary elastic. Price falls, outlay constant. Demand is unitary elastic. Okay. Second, price falls, outlay also falls. Matlab price falls, outlay also falls. Case of relatively inelastic. मतलब सेम डायरेक्शन में जा रहा है, प्राइस फॉल और आउटले फॉल. ओके, प्राइस बढ़ा, आउटले भी बढ़ गया, सेम डायरेक्शन, सो इट इज रिलेटिवली इनइलास्टिक. बट द थर्ड कैटेगरी विच वेयर प्राइस फॉल्स बट आउटले गोज अप, ऑपोजिट. मतलब प्राइस और आउटले का अगर रिलेशन ऑपोजिट हो गया तो इट इज अ केस ऑफ रिलेटिवली इलास्टिक. एम आई क्लियर? गुड. Yeah, so well students, now we are moving to the next type of elasticity of demand, which is income elasticity of demand. Now income elasticity, here we are, the variable is income. So we are interested in understanding that when there is a change in the consumer's income, then how much the impact of that is found on the consumer's purchasing and spending behavior. So we measure the degree of responsiveness of quantity demanded of any commodity to the change in consumer's income. The formula is percentage change in quantity demanded, let's say of product X, to percentage change in income. This is how you can see the symbol percentage delta Q, matlab change in quantity demanded upon percentage delta Y. Y is the symbol for income. So it's a very basic formula of finding out income impact on demand. Income elasticity can give us three outcomes, positive, negative and zero. What happens when the income elasticity is positive? A positive income elasticity is seen for normal goods. Normal goods mein kya hota hai? Whenever consumers' income will change, they will definitely spend it on buying the basic necessities and comforts of their house. So all comforts, necessity products will come under positive income elasticity, like painting your house, to buying a vehicle, to buying your household interior. All these come under positive income elasticity of demand. Negative income elasticity ka matlab hota hai when people get a rise in their income, then what are the things which people will stop buying or people will stop consuming? So those products were considered as inferior. Matlab people say, ah, this is not my standard ka, okay, I will not eat here, I will not go here. So that is a case of negative income elasticity. Now in a city like Mumbai, we rarely have something called as so much about negative income elasticity. We have all type of people. So if people of office are at the roadside and they are having a sandwich from a roadside vendor, or they are having tea at the road tea stall, we don't call them as, oh, standard of living is down and all, because it's the way of life in Mumbai. But in other cities and in other states, you will find a very, very drastic comparison between inferior goods and normal goods. There people think standing at the roadside and having tea is considered as something below their standard, so they consider that as inferior service or inferior good. So definitely, yes, even income, as people's income goes up, their lifestyle changes, so there are many things they will stop consuming, and that comes under negative income elasticity. So negative income elasticity ka matlab hai ki when the consumer's income increases, products, services which consumer will stop buying kyunki unhe lagta hai ki no, I can afford better things, why should I go for it? That will come under negative income elasticity. Yeah, if you remember, we had discussed about Giffen goods. So Giffen goods may somewhere come under negative income elasticity. Zero income elasticity, those products, irrespective of income, you are going to consume, like salt, newspaper, matchbox, basic things which have got nothing much to do with your income. So yaad rakho students, income elasticity of demand concept can be only applied for products jahan par you are spending a very large proportion of your income. Like for example, it can be your travel. Okay, what would you prefer to travel on? I have observed that people with higher income prefer to travel by first class, or travel by car, or travel by their own vehicle, whereas traveling by local trains and all is coming under positive income elasticity. But yes, many people don't prefer to travel by, let's say, I think in traveling it's very difficult, yeah, second class or a you can say general bogie of a local of a passenger train will come under negative income elasticity. Here I have again prepared a chart for simplicity for all of you. I have written here direction of change in income, how it will impact the demand, what do you conclude, and what are the examples. As I said, if the change in income is constant, it has no impact on demand. It is a case of zero income elasticity. Clear thing ki aap, you are spending a small fraction of your income. Correct? Nobody will say, arre mera income band ho gaya to maine salt khana band kar diya, ya I've stopped reading a newspaper. Nobody will say that. And you'll say, arre how stupid of you. Okay, so that is having zero impact. But yes, if your income goes up and you decrease the demand of certain products, then you say there is a negative income elasticity. Like for example, Giffen. Giffen goods are, I will not prefer to buy because I can afford something better, so why should I spend money on that? Coming to increase of income and increase of demand, which is a very strong factor, I'm sure every one of us who finds an increase in income would definitely prefer to spend on products which we feel are better. So that is all our comforts, luxury, in fact, abhi necessities bhi positive income mein aa chuka hai. The last concept of elasticity of demand is cross. Ab cross ki baat aati hai, to its ka matlab hai do different categories coming together. Always remember, yahan par ek product ka price aur kisi dusre product ka demand. So degree of responsiveness of quantity demanded of B, matlab B ka demand is impacted by change in price of A. Now you may be thinking, ऐसा कौन सा प्रोडक्ट है कि एक का प्राइस बदलने से किसी दूसरे प्रोडक्ट के डिमांड पर उसका असर दिख रहा है? क्रॉस इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ डिमांड स्टूडेंट्स इज यूजुअली ट्राइंग टू अंडरस्टैंड द इम्पैक्ट ऑफ प्राइस एंड डिमांड ऑफ राइवल कंपनी प्रोडक्ट्स. When you talk about companies like Britannia and Parle, you talk about Amazon and Flipkart, or you talk about Swiggy and what is that other, Zomato services, or you talk about Uber and Uber and Ola. So these are all coming under cross elasticity, competitors. Matlab ek ka price, dusre ke Jio and Airtel, where else we go? They are always competing. Yahan par I have given you one example, students. Price of sunflower oil rises by 50% in 2 months due to some crop failure. Okay. And what are the consumers? There's a higher demand by the consumers found in groundnut oil as an alternative, leading to 60% rise in the demand of groundnut oil. So, yahan par do type ke oils liye hain, sunflower oil and groundnut oil. Sunflower oil ka price, to hume dekhna hai price kiska bada hai. Cross elasticity of demand mein sabse zyada students are making errors. Yaad rakho, be very clear, price kiska diya hai aur demand kiska pucha hai. Price of sunflower oil 50%, demand of groundnut oil 60%. Now, what is my formula? Formula is what? Demand is always measured on the previous example. So, you have to use your previous knowledge and apply over here. So, percentage change in demand of one product upon percentage change in price of other. Barabar? So, kya aega? Percentage change in demand. So, 60. 60 is the demand for groundnut oil. So, 60 divided by 50. 60 divided by 50. What will be your answer? Yeah. 1 point or 1 point something, right? So, elasticity will be positive. Same like income. We have three conclusions to arrive. Positive, negative and zero. In case of positive cross elasticity, we conclude that the products are substitutes. Price of A brings change in price of B in the same direction. Matlab A or B, ek ka price badha, to dusre ka demand badega. Both moving in the same direction, positive cross elasticity between the two products. Negative, price of one goes up, demand for the other falls. मतलब एक का प्राइस बढ़ने से उससे रिलेटेड प्रोडक्ट का डिमांड कम हो गया है. सो दे आर मूविंग इन ऑपोजिट डायरेक्शन. नेगेटिव क्रॉस इलास्टिसिटी. एंड इफ देयर इज नो कोरिलेशन देन इट इज जीरो. ओके, दिस इज सेल्फ अंडरस्टूड. अगेन गिवन यू अ चार्ट ओवर हियर टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट प्राइस, इनकम एंड क्रॉस में क्या डिफरेंस है. प्राइस इलास्टिसिटी में we have to take only one product. Ek hi product ka le. Agar sunflower oil liya hai, to sunflower oil ka hi price and the demand of sunflower oil only. Lekin cross elasticity ka matlab hai, I will take the price of one product, but the demand of some other related product. So if I want to study the impact of demand for groundnut oil or sunflower oil, mujhe koi dusra related oil lena hai to study the impact. Got it? So this was all that we had studied about elasticity of demand, price, income, cross. Don't get confused. Okay, cross elasticity mein, I'll take you 1 minute, I'll take you back to just before I go to the theory part. Always remember, positive cross elasticity will be substitutes. Substitutes. Negative ka matlab hai complementary, like electricity and electrical appliances, petrol and car. Okay, or when you talk about any like software and the computer system, whether it's Android supported or it is Windows supported. So complementary wo product hota hai which you have to buy to use the existing product. Like for example, we are talking of this digital watches. I think the digital watches need to be connected to your mobile devices to actually use it. So this comes under negative cross elasticity. Okay. Question hai ki why is this elasticity of demand concept useful or how is it useful? We have taken a case of a monopolist, a company which is a single seller, let's say like Microsoft. How can Microsoft use elasticity concept? It is found that a monopolist can use this for setting the price. Usko pata hai how much the customer is going to react to the change in price. So if the product is inelastic, matlab customer will not stop consuming the product, then the monopolist can very skillfully use this information for its pricing strategies. Government. It is found that government can also use the elasticity concept when it is formulating the taxes. Sabse pehle yaad rakho, taxes cannot be levied on products which are having a very inelastic demand. Demand for necessities is inelastic. Correct? So if it is inelastic and if it is brought under tax, logon ko bharna hi padega. Agar aapko wo service use karna hai, to aapko wo GST bharna hi padega. So that brings enough of revenue for the government. Matlab products which are necessity, abhi ek khana hai, abhi ek hotel food hai, hotel food pe ek GST laga diya. Agar if you want to have the hotel food, you have to pay that. So that becomes a source of revenue for the government. It is used very popular by businessmen or entrepreneurs. Suppose if you are setting up your own business, then it's very important for you know कि आपके वहाँ काम करने वाला जो लेबर है, अगर वो पर्सन का जो स्किल है, वो स्किल का कोई सब्स्टिट्यूट नहीं है, then that person can charge higher price. He will say, pay me this much, I will work for you. That's because वो सर्विस अवेलेबल नहीं है या वेरी लिमिटेड पीपल हैव एक्सेस टू दैट. इसलिए वी ऑलवेज टेल दैट whenever you are selecting a profession, whenever you are learning any skill, तो याद रखो, learn that skill first of all where the market में substitutes are very less. So you know that people who want your service will be willing to pay for you. So this is a very important application of elasticity of demand. I always tell my student, whatever hobbies you have, try to excel in that. कुछ अलग करो, कुछ unique करो, and see that उसका substitute ना हो market में. Only then you will be able to earn money from the market. Here we have taken a case of air pilots, ki why they are paid more salary than, let's say, the drivers. Just because that is a specialized skill that they possess. Now, agar ek driver ko humne air flight de diya chalane ke liye, what will happen? So you remember, yani ki koi bhi kaam aap karte ho, any work that you do, you should have some skill which is unique, which you know is not, there may be 10 people like you, but you have that skill which is much better than those 10 people that will fetch you more income. Government is using this elasticity for devaluation. Abhi ek macro topic hai, devaluation of currency ka matlab hota hai apne currency ki value ko kam karna. Kam ka matlab hai, like if we say $1 is equal to 70 rupees. Barabar? अगर वो 70 रुपीज से इट बिकम 75, इसका मतलब अपने करेंसी का वैल्यू कम हुआ. अभी पहले हमको $1 70 रुपीज में मिलता था, नाउ वी नीड 75 रुपीज टू गिव, 5 रुपीज मोर टू गिव फॉर अ डॉलर. इसको बोलते हैं डीवैल्यूएशन. गवर्नमेंट कैन यूज डीवैल्यूएशन व्हेन इट सीज दैट द डिमांड फॉर इट्स इम्पोर्ट्स, इट वॉन्ट्स टू मेक इम्पोर्ट्स कॉस्टली. इम्पोर्ट्स कॉस्टली कब होगा? जब हमें ज्यादा से ज्यादा रुपीज देना है टू गेट दैट $1 का प्रोडक्ट. गवर्नमेंट कैन डेलिबरेटली डू दैट व्हेन इट वांट्स टू ब्रिंग डाउन द इंपोर्ट्स ऑफ अनडिजायरेबल प्रोडक्ट्स. लेकिन दिस पॉलिसी मे बी नॉट सक्सेसफुल, क्योंकि अगर हम एक ऐसी चीज को इंपोर्ट कर रहे हैं जिसका डिमांड इन इलास्टिक है, जैसे पेट्रोल. पेट्रोल इज हैविंग अ इन इलास्टिक डिमांड, एंड दैट इज वाई रशिया वॉज सो मच डोमिनेंट. इट सेड that if countries don't support me in this Ukraine war, I will stop supply of oil. Fuel will be supplied. Now those all countries who were dependent on Russia for the import of oil, they know that the demand for oil is inelastic. These countries are not having resources to create oil. They are dependent on those countries. So you understand that these elasticities are the market demand for the product, how the customers are used to the product and ready to pay the price for the product can be used by the government. But agar product ka demand inelastic hua, to government ka entire devaluation will fail. So with that, we have successfully completed. This has been one of the longest chapter with the largest number of slides. I hope I have justified you. Listen to my lectures, try to write down, but that is not the ultimate thing to learn. You have to keep reading, you have to use your ebooks, read the content, and keep yourself always alert for information. Thank you.